Hello and welcome to Blizz Quake. You are listening to Ben. We are at it has been a while. You are listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. You're joined by my guest over the phone. His name is Eamon. Let me hold on a second. We need to get him hooked up. All right, that looks like that probably worked. Give it 1 second. All right. Eamon, would you talk?
Hello. How's everyone doing?
All right, yeah, we can hear you. Okay, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on the show. So, Eamon is joining me. He is currently in Boston.
Yep.
And he just started his job. That's what he was telling me a little bit before this. And I don't know, Eamon, how have you been? How's the summer been for you?
It's been good.
What have you been up to?
I mean, you can see by my face that I was made for radio, you know?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Didn't shave today. But work from home's been good, you know? I'm glad to be, you know, in Boston full time, starting to feel like a real adult.
What's funny is I saw Eamon the other day, actually, over this weekend, not on purpose. I was biking, trying to take photos of Boston, and we're like, is that Eamon? And I high-fived him for my bike,
and then we left.
And then we just left.
It was impressive.
That was the best high-five I've ever had, I think.
I was surprised. I don't know if our listeners will know Sarah Wiener, but I was surprised to see you two biking by. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was exciting.
She's a big cyclist.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, it was good. So the idea was that I need a decoration for my room.
Yeah.
And I have all these photos of, like, animals, and it's just like I look like a 12-year-old, so I need something else. But I was like, well, I'm in Boston, let's get some photos of Boston.
Yeah,
we took 400 photos that day.
400.
Not one of them was good. I will be going back out when it's sunny.
Well, what were your like target areas?
Our target areas, so we went through Harvard, we went through like all of Cambridge, mm-hmm. all of Somerville, mm-hmm. we went through downtown Boston, the Esplanade.
The Esplanade would have been, yeah, my recommendation.
Yeah, in person, the photos were great,
mm-hmm.
and then or like the views are great. And then I took the photo, uploaded it to my computer, and I was like, "What is this? Like, it's cloudy. It's gray. Everything's gray."
That was a great day.
It was a great day. Yeah. What were you up to that day?
So I was going to the Esplanade. Actually, I was headed there. Yeah, I met up with a friend. I was just walking. It's beautiful. You know, Boston's been beautiful. It's really been nice to see everyone out and about. And even that day, like we mentioned, it was gray, but then it kind of cleared up. We just sat on the Esplanade, played some cards. Like, it was, you know.
That's a great day.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
What's your card game of choice?
So recently I've been introduced to this new game. Shout out to all my Combio lovers out there. This game is called Combio. Every night ends in Combio. And it's this new game I learned second semester that every night that I would be with my friends, the night would just end in Combio, right? Like, we could be doing anything. The point of the night would be to play Combio, or it would be like, oh, we're just hanging out, you know, whatever. And then 1 a.m. hits, and someone's like, anyone want to play Combio?
Combio time.
Yeah. And that was the game of choice. I've recently taught my parents, and they're actually really into it. My mom, it's like, it's kind of like memory is very important.
Okay.
So my mom loves it because she is like losing her memory, so she thinks, this, you know, 50-year-old woman. So she's so like, Eamon, we got to play more Combio, you know, kind of like keep up. So that's been my game of choice recently.
Okay. What are some of like the general things that you need to know for this game?
Rules?
Yeah, I guess like what are the rules? Not so, all of them, but like the big ones.
Yeah, it is a very rule-heavy game, but basically you start with a 2x2 grid of face-down cards, and you're trying to get the points in your grid to be 5 or less, and each number has point values obviously corresponding with the number. So and you go through the game, and there's a lot of so you want to memorize like what your cards are. You can eventually, you learn other people's cards, you try to, you know, like basically trade, flip them, like get it all sorted out. So it's a very memory heavy. Yeah,
it sounds good. Is there like a lot of strategy other than having a good memory?
No. There is not a lot of strategy. It's a lot of luck and, very good memory. And also, you know, you pick who you're trying to go after. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, I don't think you'll remember that. So I think you're a little weaker, you know?
The targeting, yeah.
Yes. I mean, there's targeting everywhere, right? But, especially in that game. Yeah.
It's pretty good. All right. Well, Eamon also requested a song, so we're gonna let him hear that.
Here it is.
And we'll come back to you in a little bit. All right. Here we go. We'll be right back.
bad guys sang. Something soft and soaked in pain. I heard the echo from his secret hideaway. He must have forgot to close his door as he cranked out those dismal chords, and his four walls declared him insane. I found my way, right time, wrong place, as I pled my case. You're the judge, oh no, set me free. You're the judge, oh no, set me free. I know my soul's freezing, hell's hot for good reason, so please. Than the last night's bout. I forgot about the drought of light bulbs in this house, so I head out down the route I think is heading south. But I'm not good with directions, and I hide behind my mouth. I'm a pro at imperfections, and I'm best friends with my doubt. And now that my mind's out, and now I hear it clear and loud, I'm thinking, wow, I probably should have stayed inside my house. I found my way, right time, wrong place, as I pled my case. You're the judge.
Inside, outside, USA. Inside, outside, USA.
Hello and welcome back. You are once again listening to me and Eamon talk. One thing that we wanted to talk about is the great state of Illinois. Yep. The greatest state in on both sides of the Mississippi, if you ask me. I do. I don't know. I feel like there are other good states, but that's the greatest state.
I'd have to look at a map.
You'd have to look at the other states, yeah. Of the other eligible bachelor states. Yeah. Okay, well, if we were going to get rid of a state, what would you get rid of?
Oh, I mean, this is going to be pointed.
yeah, well, feel free to target.
Recently, well, actually, I mean, recently I've been reading this book about, like, death penalty cases.
Oh.
And it's gotten me in the mood to just say Alabama, like, reform, you know, reform it. There's just a lot there. But
there is a lot
yeah,
there.
That's a deeper conversation. So.
Yeah, we can move on from that one. On. I would say that if I were going to pick...
Yeah, what would you do?
Okay, well, let me pull up a map so this is a fair conversation. Map of the
map of
U.S.
Which side of the Mississippi?
Okay, I would say... Here we go. Okay, can you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good. Okay. Gotta go to this guy's website. All right. Maps of the world. Okay. First of all, I don't know what's going on with these two up
yeah.
here. I would get rid of both Dakotas and make Super Dakota easy.
Okay.
Delaware, have you met someone from Delaware? Ever?
No.
I'm not even convinced I've walked by someone from Delaware. I don't think I have. I don't think there's any... Have you seen a Delaware license plate?
No what, idea what that looks
what
like.
Would that, what would that look like? Here, let's check it out.
I would... I'm trying to think of the odds that you've never walked by a single Delawarean.
The first
that
state.
Is,
that
oh,
is so embarrassing.
Oh, God.
This is such an embarrassing license plate.
That is the worst one I've ever seen. Confirmed I've never seen that because look at it. Like
I would remember this.
The color scheme is awful.
It's also, like, inconsistent. It's also, like, the first date. That's not, so, that's not really an accomplishment.
Nope.
It was inevitable. Anyway, so moving on from that, Eamon visited my home state of
beautiful,
Illinois.
Beautiful, state.
Beautiful, beautiful Illinois. And we were going to talk about what he did. I gave him a bunch of recommendations, and mm-hmm. I'm curious if he followed the end.
I did. No,
okay.
I did.
What'd you do?
I appreciated all the recommendations.
There?
So I visited Chicago for a few days, and it was beautiful. I mean, the weather was super nice. It wasn't too hot. It was just really great. They have way... more things than you would expect from a big city like that, right? I mean, if you go to New York or something, like, you're in the city, like, it's very,
yeah.
you know, tall buildings everywhere, but Chicago, like, we went to the beach one day, there's the river, which is just, like, cannot be understated how fantastic it is, or overstated,
over,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah. And the
cannot be stated.
Cannot be stated, just flat out. It's the river's super nice. We would walk along it every day and kind of just check it out. There's lots of people just walking around, like, hanging out on the river. We did this really awesome, like, architecture boat tour.
That is the single best
Isn't
thing
it?
In that entire city.
Yeah. Have you done it more than
I've
once?
I've probably done it 5 times.
Okay, it's worth it. Like, we were ready to just get back on the boat. Like, it was really
They're
cool.
They're so good. I don't know
yeah.
why it's so good.
Yeah.
But it's, like, fascinating. You learn all this history.
Right.
It's a chill boat ride. It's the best.
Yeah. And you, like, it's done by just some woman, you know? Like, our boat was just some woman who lives in Chicago and just volunteers as a architecture expert, you know, for the 2 hours, which is really cool. Like, you go through, we tried to do it, like, early on, so then the rest of the days we would, like, know what we were looking
oh,
at.
Oh, that's
you know?
Fun. That's smart.
It was fun because it was, like, we did it, yeah, maybe the second or third day, or, yeah, second day, and we were there for, like, 4 or 5. And so the rest of the time we're like, oh, we knew the architect behind that one, you know? Like, fun. It was just, like, fun facts you learn. So, yeah, we really loved it. The Bean also, like, not underrated, you know?
Which is so interesting because it feels like it would be.
You feel like it would be way overrated. And I thought that it could only go down, but then I was like, no, this is underrated. Like, it, or wait, I got my words mixed up. But anyway, it's really
rated.
Cool. It's rated, like, correctly, maybe, I guess. I would have thought it was overrated, like, oh, it's just a, you know, it's a mirror bean, that's kind of lame. But then you go, and we happen to walk by it every day. We would walk by, say, hey, there's the Bean. Magnificent Miles, another just random street of stuff, you know? Lots of fun stuff to do.
Lots of fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
What did you... Okay, wait, what'd you eat?
Okay, we had some really great dinners. We went just to these, like, really good places. I was really in the mood for octopus.
Okay.
Don't think that's, like, a local Chicago
probably,
meal.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Yeah, we're a little far from the ocean.
A little.
I'm not saying
the lake's right there.
Yeah, the lake is there. I'm not saying you couldn't find an octopus in the lake. It's just I wouldn't eat that octopus.
I think freshwater octopus might be the best way to go. But nonetheless, octopus was really good. We had some like good Italian food. It was really good. What's your favorite? Are you a deep dish pizza person? Because I personally am not.
I don't think I am.
Okay.
I think there's like a mid... There's a level, but so there's like thin crust, then there's deep dish, and I think that there's a really nice, solid area in the middle.
Yeah,
and that is where pizza should live always, and it very rarely does. But
I would agree.
But yeah, it ends up being. I think that's where it should be, and there is that in Chicago if you find it. I remember when we came in for my road trip with Chris.
Right.
That's what we had. We got him deep dish pizza, and he was like, "This is great." And it's like, yeah, but it's like, it's deep dish.
Yeah.
And the places that are famous have way too much tomato.
You think so?
They're like too chunky.
I can be in that camp as well. I can't stand when there's too much tomato.
It needs to be the regular amount of tomato, and that is not enough tomato.
The regular
amount. You have to be like, where's the... Like, digging through the cheese, and then that's the perfect amount of tomato.
Yeah.
And deep dish, like, totally gets the ratio wrong. Also, Lou Malnati's is the one that's, like, the most popular.
Okay.
That stuff will, like, start on the pizza crust in the box and like extend all the way through until it's like choking you and you're like gasping for air but in public so you can't make a scene. It's really dangerous.
I feel it like wrapping around.
It's like yeah, it's like boa constricting you from the inside.
We arrived and we decided, because everyone you ask is kind of like, oh, you know, pizza, but no one that I talked to was like, you have to eat pizza. They were just like, oh, deep dish pizza, that's a Chicago thing.
Yeah.
But we made it a point to just not eat pizza. We wanted to just explore everything else. I'm not a fan of deep dish. The tomato point is fantastic.
Fantastic point. I thought so too. Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be like piecing around the big tomato chunks. You want to be like, oh, there was one, that's fine, right? And a normal size crust, yeah, why do you need thin? That's, you know, thin's not the worst.
But. Thin's not the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know, did you go to... I did give you a recommendation for one restaurant that I think is far superior to all the other ones.
I forget what it was. What is it, like Doc something?
It's Crisp.
Crisp. No, we didn't.
You didn't go?
What does Crisp have on there?
You missed out so big. This is the single best restaurant in all of Chicago. I'm going to show you. I'm going to walk you through what you missed. If you're listening at home, get on that Google machine. Search Crisp Chicago. Go to images.
Chicken wings.
These are not just regular chicken wings.
Oh.
You think you're going to like Buffalo Wild Wings? No. These are so much better. They are the full chicken wing. They're like a foot long. It's a Korean fusion restaurant. You get the soul sassy, bone in. That stuff hits so hard. It's this tiny little hole in the wall restaurant. I do not know how my family figured it out. They're so good.
It's like a family tradition, like you know, you'll have that like whatever once every other week or something. It's just
every time I'm home, we have to go.
Wow.
And see, you were staying. I mean, it was a little. You were like here.
Yeah.
You would have had to figure out how to get here, but you could have walked that. And
we
did
bike up there.
Walking it would only make it better.
That's fair. We actually were right by that. I think, you know what I'm gonna explain? I think the issue was you sent me maybe 40 texts of just thing after thing after thing, and that's fair. And I did read every single one, and we did a lot of those things, but one of the texts just said Crisp, right? Just the word Crisp. No indicator of that was food, that was a location, that was a person that we were supposed to meet. No idea. So I think what
I gotta meet Mr. Crisp.
I read Crisp and I was like, ah, the Crisp family, sure, like they are famous in Chicago.
a big deal.
But it does look actually fantastic.
It is the best restaurant ever, and it's like casual, it's chill, non-COVID times, and maybe even in COVID times they sit you down at these big wooden tables and you make friends.
Yes.
And okay, I know that you'd like that.
I would. You know me. But so it's one of those, you're not necessarily at your own table for two. You're just at this long table. And
like a long...
Next to new people.
Yeah.
That is a fun idea.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Yeah, we...
And, like, they have all these bicyclists who do all the deliveries.
What?
And they are, like, they have beards that are, like, this big. And, like, they come in and they're so cool looking and they're, like, here for the order. Pick it up and like go. They like walkie talkies. It's so cool.
Oh, those are their main customer base. That's their main customer
I think
base.
They mostly deliver, yeah, because like this is the restaurant. Like
that? Okay. Well, yeah, we did miss out. If anyone's heading to Chicago soon, know that the word crisp, if Ben Michelle ever texts it to
if
you,
if I do, is and I and I will
in a kind of remote place if you're staying in the city.
Something I'm kind of looking for is like if I'm in any of the Google photos of the restaurant, which wouldn't surprise me. Like the guy walking with the backpack with all the cameras on it. It's like I'm oh, there's me.
I actually know someone who frequently will post. Like, add images to the Google Photos. And one of his has, like, millions or thousands of views. Could not tell. There's a big difference there.
There's a big difference, but thousands is still a lot.
Thousands is still a lot, and it's at this very specific subway in some place in Massachusetts.
That's so,
if you ever find that, those are my friends.
wait, like, Subway the restaurant?
Yep, Subway, the establishment.
You know, now that you brought that up, we should talk about the fact that, do you know about, like, the ongoing lawsuit with Subway?
Over what?
Over the fact that they did an analysis on the, and this is, like, this is what I remember, so, disclaimer.
You're but not I'm pretty, a scholar on this issue.
Let me just, look it up really quick.
You're just remembering.
On the fact that they did an analysis of the tuna sandwich and found no DNA of tunas.
No!
Wait, I'm looking at the big tuna sandwich mystery. A lawsuit against America's largest sandwich chain has raised questions about America's most popular canned fish. We tried to answer, is Subway selling tuna? This is crazy because they have a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, there are two issues I think that come to mind here. One, the first is that someone ate their tuna and thought that's not tuna. And that's a start, right? Like, you don't want people to react like that.
But already
then they
bad.
Were completely correct is the second issue. Is they followed up and they were actually correct. There's no tuna.
It's so bad. I'm trying to just, like, read through. I need to find this, like, one big moment in the story where they realize there's literally no tuna. Like, like, we could not find... Wait. The star ingredient, according to the lawsuit, is made from anything but tuna. Based on independent lab tests of multiple samples taken from Subway locations in California, the tuna is a mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna, yet have been blended together by defendants to imitate the appearance of tuna.
The appearance.
One of the attorneys for the plaintiffs declined to say exactly what ingredients the lab tests revealed.
Oh, no. That's just terrible news for the whole corporation.
It gets worse. We found that the ingredients were not tuna and not fish.
So it's like chicken salad.
It's what like, is it? Why are they trying to say it's tuna?
That also blows my mind because you know how cheap tuna is?
It is so cheap. It is
you know how easy it is to just get like a ton of tuna and put it in a big thing and just put some mayonnaise and call it a day?
How long has Subway been? It's so easy. How long has Subway been around? It says 55 years. That can't be right.
That sounds like a while. But if that's
for
true...
55 for years?
Not one Subway customer has eaten tuna, is what we're saying. Or fish.
literally nothing that's been in or around the ocean.
This is horrific news. Although, I'm not like a frequent of Subway, but I've eaten there a bunch of times. Like, or enough times to know... And not gotten tuna, but still is like, oh.
I've definitely gotten the steak and been like, I'm not sure about this. I don't know if this is the thing I thought it was. Or like, it is steak, but is it though?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. When you go to Subway, do you build your own sandwich?
Yeah, I think you have to.
I think you have to as well.
Because also, like, what is the cheese there? Have you like had the cheese?
Mm-mm. Haven't even thought about that in a while.
That is smart.
Yeah. Because what do you...
What do you build? What's it that you build?
I just always get chicken. I, like, you know, the normal chicken. I think that's the safest.
I think that clearly is the safest.
I'm now thinking back, and I definitely have eaten the tuna. I take that back. Like, I definitely, one time, was like, I'll test it out and ate the tuna. And
I wonder what you ate now.
That's... I mean, me too. I'm... Ugh, my body's unhappy with that information. But, yeah, I build my own. I take the chicken... I mean, I haven't been in so long that I think when I last went, I wasn't a huge guy, like, vegetable guy. I wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
I was a teenager.
Right.
So, but now I'd probably get, like, some cucumbers or something, you know? Like, something.
A cucumber sandwich. I remember a time when this place, Subway, was, like, the pinnacle of, like, healthy fast food. Mm. Like, it existed in the space that, like, I don't think anyone else has even come close to.
No. Yeah. Now, you know, what is that? Sweetgreen?
Sweetgreen? Like, is it Sweetgreen? It was Jamba Juice.
Yeah, fair.
And, which, apparently, like, the main ingredient is sorbet. Like, you were eating... really? Like, Jamba Juice is like ice cream, apparently.
So you somehow have access to all the insider scoops of people outing these big corporations of fake.
And yeah, I will single-handedly dismantle all of the America's fast food restaurants from my platform, WMFO, in front of these here, WMFO, in front of these here 14 listeners. We lost one. They couldn't handle the truth.
They didn't want to hear our Subway news.
They were so disappointed. They had to turn it off. But you know what, listeners? Amon and I are here to tell you the godforsaken truth.
You deserve to know.
Like, you deserve to know.
I didn't even know myself, and you know.
I'm it's shocking. It's shocking news.
Yeah. You know what? Relating to Sweetgreen, I actually recently, when I saw you last, we were just discussing this. I just had Cava for the first time. Have you ever been there?
I've been there once. It's very famous with people from DC.
Interesting. It was like Mediterranean bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that falls in line with DC. That's, like, my ideal place in the world.
Yeah, people insist this is, like, the place. Like,
it was very good.
It was?
Like, okay. Yeah.
Is it in Boston?
Yeah, there was one, like, right off of Newberry Street, like, the street over.
Not okay.
Commonwealth Ave or whatever the other famous streets are. It was a side street.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That will be good. I'm going to look up Cava scandals.
No, I can't. Save my brain.
Okay, wait, I'm just going to read it, and I'm going to tell you if... It looks like you're in the clear.
Ooh, I'm glad to hear that.
Let's see, wait, their Twitter is defending one thing. Hold on. You know what? No, I think you're in the clear. Okay. I think you're good.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, that's vital news. Okay, and with that upsetting news, maybe we'll play. Amon, do you want to hear a song?
Yeah.
What is it you want to hear?
Oh, you're asking me for a recommendation?
I can play one until you think. You want to do that?
Yeah, I'll play the one right after this.
All right, you'll hear some songs, and then you'll hear from us again. And you know what? It'll be great. Okay, listeners, here you go.
Never formed around an empty page. Once my mind is Stuck in emotions, and I don't know what they mean. Keep thinking about us, and I think it's getting between. But if it is love, it doesn't matter. You don't belong to me, but I think you know. I'm lost in your city. I was hoping we could meet, but you keep your distance. Maybe I should let it be. And if it is love, it doesn't matter. But still, it gets to me, and I think you know. No, 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 no. When I talk about you, I'm afraid to say too much. Somebody asked about you, if there's something more to us. But if it is love, doesn't matter. There's nothing to discuss. I think you know.
By seeing what
Hello and welcome back. We have a very special announcement for all of you folks listening at home. Let me just get it all ready for you. We have a lot of things to say, Eamon. Would you give them a little sneak preview? What is it you're going to tell them a little bit about?
Oh, earlier about my future endeavors?
Yeah, I want to hear a little bit about that.
Well, so this is actually great practice because I'm thinking about this, like, you know, podcast idea would be really cool. There's this concept called fruition, which is like this like gut feeling that you get that is from like a piece of art or like a song or, you know, something that you just like walk by. And it's this like gut feeling that you like can't leave it, that it like keeps bringing you back, like pulling you in, or maybe like you get really emotional thinking about that specific thing. And I just think that everyone has like a unique something that gives them fruition that you can't control. Yeah. Whereas like a lot of people have hobbies or, you know, they have like interests that they can talk a lot about and I still think are very interesting, but this is something you like can't control, that everyone has their own specific thing. So
that's super cool. Yeah. Okay, well, we have 7 minutes left, so I urge you callers, if you or listeners, if you have something that you think might apply here, give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And we're also going to have Eamon give us a little PSA so we can all learn a little bit, you know?
Inside every student is a graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life, a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach. These people who can help these kids see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. Boostup.org, that is. Because high school is hard, but graduating is even harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right. Thank you so much. That was a great read. Really, really helped us out there. I think that, I mean, you have a lot of experience with that, actually, though. You've been...
With graduating high school?
No. Well, yes, you've done that once for sure. But you've also done, haven't you? You've worked with people, right? And like,
yeah,
you've done like some of that stuff. And you've seen definitely how
the impact.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, so, it is.
So yeah, that one's a great one, actually, and that one's one we haven't read before. So that's excellent.
I like to mix it up.
Yeah, you gotta mix it up. Yeah, we have not received a call yet. We would love to hear about what fruition is for you. Is there any other podcast you've thought about starting? I feel like...
Oh, it's a constant idea.
A constant idea.
Like every day there's a new thing. I'm like, oh, that would be really cool. I have another one where it would just be, rather than fruition, it would just be interviewing people and ask, like, having them speak on, you know, a topic that they're interested in. Because I have my own niche interests, but then, you know, people that I am close to have their own that I would just love to like learn a little bit more about, you know?
That's super cool. Like, I think that would be a great podcast.
Thank you. What's one like niche thing that you like, you know, are really into, like a show you watch or like a hobby you have? Badminton is definitely
Definitely talk about badminton.
But I know you have others, you know?
Yeah, I have others. I could probably talk about like ceramics. I could probably talk about my experiences DJing. I could talk. I mean, I have like filmmaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton. And yeah, wait, that's good. I feel like that's like the easiest question too, because it's like, tell us about like a thing that's interesting to you.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like on the flip side, you could also mix that podcast up with like when those things where it's like a PowerPoint night, like you choose a topic and you like make a fun PowerPoint and present on it. Like, I think that would be like every other episode's like a silly one and like a serious one like mixed together.
That's such a fun idea.
Or like it's a serious one and then that person 2 weeks later does their silly one.
Yeah.
And like you space them out.
Yeah.
So it's like people like get to come back and like work on it. Yeah.
That's so funny. Like that would be such a funny
episode. That'd be such a funny episode.
So is that one, that's one you've thought about?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't thought about it in terms of making it into a podcast, but I think it could be a good podcast.
Yeah. Do you have any other like,
I'm trying to, yeah.
Because I feel like you and I share this where it would just,
yeah,
you
know, the ideas so...
flow and I make a note in my phone that says you should do this and then
and
I
it's like gone.
Up.
It's gone forever. Yeah. Into the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to like, I think it, I like, okay. So I don't know if it's like drunk history or not, but that where, like, you have people who, like, don't necessarily know a lot about a topic, learn a ton really quickly,
mm-hmm.
and then like get into a different state and then like present it. I think something like that could be interesting.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to like get in a state. Like they could just like have to regurgitate the stuff that they think they know and like tell the story in an engaging way as much as possible. Yeah. I think that could be so funny.
Yeah.
Where like you made someone get to a spot where they could talk about it. That's the motivation rather than like a real like innate desire. But I think it would be interesting because like they would have to figure out what makes it interesting for them.
Yep.
And then they would cling on to those and that's what you would learn.
Yeah. My other one relates to this and it's like, I don't know anything about history, American history, world history. It doesn't matter. I don't know eras. I don't know people. Like, I know some names, but I couldn't tell you when they lived, any of that.
Yeah.
So I would love to learn a little. And so I think my role would be to host, but bring on guests every episode that would talk about the French Revolution or talk about like Italy in the 1970s.
That's so funny.
And just learn about, because I feel... I have a younger brother who knows every historical thing ever. He watches a lot of Vice News of like those little things where they go and they like, you know, do some investigative work. Really interesting those are, and they're just so niche, and that's what I want to get into, you know?
That's so cool. Yeah. Hearing that, what's interesting for me is that I also watch a lot of those things.
Yeah.
And I feel like, oh, I'm learning. But then you ask me like 20 minutes later, what was that about? No idea.
Right.
Like, I don't know any of that.
Right.
Even though I watched it.
Or you remember, you cling on to this very specific thing in, you know, this war that's going on in some country, and you're learning all these details about it, but then you don't know, like, when, you know, World War II was.
Right.
Like, I have that issue.
Like, the context? Gone.
No, none at all.
None of it. It doesn't exist.
None.
I also, like, learned how... Like, I feel... So, I was in the car with Miami Blizzquake, a former iteration of this show's host.
Shout out.
Shout out to Chris, who does a lot of history. Like, he's the opposite of Eamon and I in every capacity.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He would be, like, a primary guest.
Like, he would be, like, on here a lot on our new podcast. And he... I was just like, I don't know any history. Teach me about the French Revolution. So Chris spent like 30 minutes explaining who Napoleon was to me. Or like, whatever. I don't know if Napoleon was part of that. But that's my point. That's the whole problem. And he explained like all of that. And I was like, great. Now I know a little bit. And now I don't know any of it. Like, yeah. I need like booster shots of this. Yeah. Like
booster shots is the exact... You're right. He is the perfect person.